know the reason.
Gotta let Daddy breathe a little. Reason.
No, we don't need to keep up with the Jones. Our love is something priceless. I don't need diamonds.
We'd like to thank Eatsies. What just happened? For bringing by some of their Christmas menu offerings.
Dude. Unreal.
Did you get in?
Look at that. Ryan Fox is on TV.
Did you dive in already?
Oh, wow. There he is.
If only I had seen that sooner. Well, it's roughly 8:40 here on the ticket, and it's time to talk travel with one of the foremost travel experts as seen on PBS with his wonderful specials. Please say hello to American travel writer, author, activist, and television personality, Mr. Rick Steves.
Hello, I'm Rick Steves, and it's Christmas time in Europe. From manger scenes to mistletoe, from Rome to Norway, it's the most wonderful time of the year to travel abroad. It's also the home stretch for those who play fantasy football, with yes. Final roster adjustments just a part of what makes Christmas time so special. Let's start our Yuletide journey in the capital of Bohemia, Prague. This sparkling city showcases a myriad of architectural styles, from Romanesque to Gothic. It's also the perfect place to upgrade your tight end position. Consider dumping T.J. Hockenson with the Vikings quarterback problems in favor of rising Cowboys star Jake Ferguson.
Wow.
Let us now make our way to Austria, a true winter wonderland this time of year. Some of the most picturesque cities in Europe can be found here. It was in this region of Salzburg that the most beloved Christmas carol of the season, Silent Night, was sung for the first time. Speaking of silent, Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert has gone silent the last 2 weeks, with just one touchdown pass and only 16 points put on the board by his L.A. offense. Dump him from your roster in favor of Justin Fields, who is back and primed to rack up yards in the air and on the ground. From Salzburg, we board a train, travel through the mountains, and end up in Vienna, the capital of Austria, perched beautifully on the Danube. The Christmas markets in Vienna are to die for, with all manner of hot cider and warm pastries to enjoy on a cold winter's day. Speaking of markets, if you're in the market to add a wide receiver to your fantasy roster for the final 5 weeks, why not grab Michael Pittman Jr.? The Colts are rolling, and Pittman has two straight games of 10 catches and 100 yards.
He's so versatile.
Not sure about Pittman? Why not ask a local? The Viennese are not only big fans of the holiday season, they're also quite knowledgeable when it comes to the NFL's intricate passing schemes and the receivers who excel within them. Now that we've had our fill of Austria, let's jump back on the train and head south to Italy and the region of Tuscany. Sacred music and prayer infuse this tranquil landscape. Christmas is celebrated in a more subtle fashion in rural Italy. In this small town's piazza, the locals are gathering to perform a living nativity scene. They'll recreate Bethlehem on that holiest of nights. Speaking of holy, if your fantasy defense has some holes in it, why not swap it out for a more solid unit to finish the season, like the Chiefs or Steelers? Both units are undervalued, in my opinion, much like a glass of Chianti before midnight mass is undervalued here in Tuscany. I'm not even sure what that means, but Merry Christmas. Let's hop on a plane now and head for jolly old England and one of my favorite places to make adjustments to my fantasy football roster, London. Few cities embody the Christmas season like London, with carolers filling the streets with timeless sounds of the season. Here we are in Trafalgar Square, where children on their best behavior ask Santa for the toy of their dreams, and fantasy football fathers needing more production at the running back position ask Santa for Christian McCaffrey. Traditional Christmas fare in England includes eggnog and figgy pie, figgy pudding as well. Find a small, charming pub and enjoy those holiday delicacies while finalizing that running back position. Isaiah Pacheco might be a nice add here, with the Chiefs looking to jumpstart their offense for another title run.
Yeah.
Our final stop on our fantasy football Christmas tour of Europe is Paris. We take the Channel train from London to the City of Lights. Few places on Earth do Christmas like Paris. One of my favorite things to do is take a sunset dinner cruise on the River Seine. The views of the Eiffel Tower and Christmas lights will take your breath away. It's also the perfect time to make those tough fantasy roster calls. Perhaps floating by Notre Dame Cathedral will motivate you to add former Fighting Irish wide receiver Chase Claypool to your roster.
Okay.
Hoping for a resurrection of his career. That concludes our whirlwind fantasy football wow. Christmas tour of Europe. I hope this journey has inspired you to make holiday travel a part of your life. And I hope we've also given you some solid fantasy football tips that will allow you to beat the Hades out of the rest of your league. Bon Natale, Joie Noël, Merry Christmas, and go football. I'm Rick Steves.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, Rick.
Thank you, Rick.
Fantastic to hear from you.